Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW, and we are visiting with Allison Prince of United Way, as all Mondays we do. Allison, thanks for being in the studio today.
Thanks so much.
So I know today we've got to talk about community impact grants. Application process just started. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little brief summary about what's going on?
Yeah, so our community impact grants are investing. That's how we invest in our community. When people contribute to United Way, that's what their funds are used for. And so every couple years, we go through this application process, and it's where agencies have the opportunity to apply for grant funding. We use community volunteers to review those applications and make the funding recommendations to our board of directors. But the applications have opened. They opened January 1st. They close February 12th. I'm getting my helper in the background is giving me the dates to make sure I stay on track. February 12th is when they're due. We do have a mandatory session for any agencies that are interested in applying. The last one is tomorrow from 10 to 12 at United Way's office. If you're wanting to come, agencies, call us ASAP. Call our office, 696-4483, to RSVP to that. If you are intending to complete an application, you must have attended either the session that was in December or this session. You don't have to attend both because they're the same information, just one of the mandatory information sessions. You can find out more information about, as an agency wanting to learn more about applying, on our website at uwbv.org. Just scroll to the very bottom of the page, and there's a tab there that talks about our community impact grants.
So if this is an agency that has maybe already done something like this before, do they still need to come to this mandatory session?
Yes. Because it's a new application process. All of our partnerships will be ending in June, and new ones will be beginning. Obviously, probably some of our current partners will be refunded in the new application process, but that will be all up to our volunteers. It could change. Our volunteers, and that's the kind of second half of this, is we still are recruiting community volunteers to serve as grant reviewers. This is an awesome opportunity to have a say in how funds are invested, especially if you are a donor to United Way. You also can have a say in how your donations are used in the community. So we use about 20, 25 volunteers to review these applications. They read the applications. They go out and visit the agencies. They learn about how they're going to create impact in the community over the next 2 years. And then they make funding recommendations through panels and things like that. So we still have about 5 to 7 spots for those. If you're interested in serving as a grant reviewer, again, contact our office, 979-696-4483, by the end of this week, because we'll be doing training a little bit later this month. We provide all of the training. We provide all the timelines and everything like that. The cool thing is this is a volunteer opportunity that's for a short period of time. It's just between now and about May. And it's nice and short-lived. A lot of it is on your own timeline. It's reviewing applications in your own time. Obviously, the site visits are with other people in your group that you'll be working together. But it's a lot of independent work as well as working in a small group. And it's, you know, we've had board members that have gone through this process before, and they just can't stop raving about the process because they say you really get to know your community. You get to know the needs. You get to know how United Way plays an integral part in changing the community.
Now, the volunteers don't need to go to this mandatory session. Mm-hmm. Okay, they'll get their separate training and all of that through the volunteer process. So, and then just because you go to the mandatory session doesn't mean you have to apply.
No, but you can't apply if you do not attend.
Right.
But you can attend and then decide, you know what, this is not the right fit for us.
Okay.
So the worst thing we're saying is you lose 2 hours of your life if it turns out it's not a good fit for your organization. In last session, it didn't even last 2 hours. It was about an hour and 20 minutes. We just leave that 2 hours for questions and things like that. We want to be available to answer any questions that the agencies might have about what is this application about. How are we going to work together? What can I expect over the next few months?
And I guess I know that there are several different types of agencies, all different types of backgrounds, but kind of who should be interested in maybe something like this?
Yeah, a lot of that information is on our website, but we focus on education, financial stability, and health. So if you have a program in your organization that focuses on any of those three areas, I would say check it out. And it's not just nonprofit organizations. If you think of typical social service, if you're a school system, if you are a church faith-based organization, check out our information. Like I said, worst case scenario is you're just going to learn a little bit and see if it's a right fit for you or not. We're really wanting to work on changing our community, and we know that we have to partner with the right organizations in order to do that. And so check us out. Find out if we're the right fit to work together and provide some funding to your organization and your programs.
And give me the time and date again for the mandatory session.
It's tomorrow, so that's the 5th, from 10 to 12 at United Way's offices on Southwest Southwest Parkway, please do RSVP just so we can prepare materials. But again, it is mandatory for any agency wishing to complete an application.
And give us the phone number again.
979-696-4483. And our website is UWB as in boy, V as in Victor, .org.
Thanks again to Allison Prince from United Way for coming in and visiting with us as she does every Monday. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.